Lord, we need your strength for whatever lies ahead. Please visit us with courage and faithfulness. Amen. Well, my dear heart dwellers, wars and rumors of wars, rumors of retaliation by the iron and clay feet. That is from the vision Daniel had of a statue in the final ruling government of the world before the Lord's return. It would crumble because the iron and clay cannot adhere to one another. So the clay feet are furious and frightened, and having planned for a moment in history like this, have made up several evil scenarios to cause harm to America. So we are still praying for our president and proceedings that will soon be made public. And I ask the Lord, please tell me, what is going on, Lord? Jesus answered, what is going on is incredible beyond belief. It is so convoluted. It is beyond believing, and yet it is true. As you say, the truth is stranger than fiction. Beyond all the satanic worship, there are earth changes going on, many precipitated by the clay feet. Geophysical warfare, sins against humanity, heinous, callous, uncaring sins, where people are only numbers. And it's meant to dislodge nations from their national identity and threaten them into the web of evil that is consuming all the nations of the earth into their identity. Either you play ball or your nation gets devastated. And here I'm speaking about Japan, who hasn't been cooperative with the clay feet. As a result, has suffered 2 8-point-something earthquakes in the last 3 weeks. Mudslides, powerful, very powerful typhoon, landslides, just terrible things, a lot of dead, unbelievable. And I think it's all being done by the clay feet and their Tesla technology. And the Lord had said, either you play ball or your nation gets devastated. Fukushima, I think, was retaliation as well, because they wouldn't go along with the plan. And actually, there's another nuclear plant that is in danger right now in Japan, and I don't know too much about it. So the Lord continued, you were thinking of the tsunami, and well, you should be. He's talking here about one of our prayer warriors had a vision of a tsunami coming into San Francisco Bay and inundating the Bay Bridge, the San Francisco Bridge, and all of that. And she was caught up in the tsunami and taken out to sea and ended up back on a beach south of there, still alive. But a lot of dead people were being washed up on the shore. It was really, really traumatic. So anyway, I've been thinking about that a lot. And the reason is, while they're setting off these fault lines off of Japan, it was powerful, powerful. 8.1, 8.3. Now they've downgraded them. They've downgraded the numbers. But I don't trust that, because they do that just to make it look like it wasn't that important. But with earthquakes that powerful that could generate a tsunami that could go all the way across the Pacific Ocean and hit San Francisco without any problem at all. And that's one of the reasons why I was thinking of that tsunami, as maybe that's going to be the false flag and the thing that they're going to do. So the Lord said, you were thinking of the tsunami, and well, you should be. There is a very high possibility that it will be a geopolitical event to cripple America. But not only San Francisco, the East Coast and New York City as well. And they've got a superstorm. They've got a Category 4 hurricane coming in, headed towards the Carolinas right now, but it's still out to sea and it could go easily go north, and it would be just like the clay feet, to push that thing up north to hit Washington, D.C. around the time that the confirmation hearings are over for Judge Kavanaugh. The Lord continued, many things are being held back by prayer and fasting. I want to confess to you guys, I have not been able to fast. In fact, I've been looking for comfort food. I've been sloppy and lazy and had severe cravings and have not been able to control myself. So if some of you are having the same issues and the same problems, please don't feel bad, because I'm just as much a failure at that as anyone could be. But I think the Lord's going to give me the grace to conquer it. We'll see. Let's just say that I'm emotionally very disturbed, and so is Ezekiel. Very burdened and very disturbed about what's going on and what could possibly take place at the hands of these people who have no scruples at all. So continuing, the Lord said, many things are being held back by prayer and fasting. What you have seen in the past will come about. It is merely a matter of time. However, the good people of this nation have been praying and supporting my man for the office of president in order to restore godly values to this nation. And the battle is ferocious. And it's nothing new to tell you, the iron and clay feet have cast their net of evil over the whole world, so that Satan can use it as a dragnet, taking souls to hell. Time is short, and what is being implemented is tragedy after tragedy for America. But I have not withdrawn my protection, because her people have woken up from a very long sleep in the comfort of their feather beds. Because they have chosen to fight, I have gone to war with them. That does not mean there will be no incidents of suffering. It means I am on their side, and I have already withheld several devastating blows because of the prayers of the citizens. I receive repentance as myrrh offered in solid gold censers. It is to me the most fragrant of sacrifices, even in remembrance of my childhood, the gifts of the kings and the crucifixion. So many have repented and continue to repent for this nation daily. I cannot ignore their entreaties. This is why I have protected this president and given him great favor in crushing this serpent beneath his feet. Lord, how do I prepare the heart dwellers for what is to happen? Is there anything you can give us a heads up on? I love my people so tenderly. I do not wish for anything to strike them, and I work at encouraging prayer to protect them. But there comes a time when things are in the Father's hands, and it's up to Him from there. There are many reasons why things happen in this country. It isn't all political. Some of it has to do with sin, such as the sin of abortion. But because the people are against it and fighting it actively, the punishment will be much less severe. Still, the blood of the slain innocents calls out to me night and day, and I cannot ignore it. Lord, what would you like to say in the message today? He continued, I know you're worried, Claire, but do not let this overtake what's left of your day. In all things, moderation, and above all, trust. My heart for my people is above all. Be ready for me to take you at any moment. Know the condition of your soul before me. Know that you are clean and ready to meet me. Spend time in worship and adoration, and do not give your heart and mind to useless pursuits. Do not wait until calamity to settle accounts with me. And do not dangle your feet over the fence, but be firmly planted on the right side, not toying with sin. Even though I have worked with all of you for almost 4 years now to be ready, still many of you are not ready. Many are caught up in the world and have no idea what could happen to them in the next minute. Therefore, they are not ready for what is coming. It is good that so many of you have awakened to political events and how your liberties have been severely compromised. It is good to be prepared for emergencies and keep a close watch on those you love. But most important is your relationship with me. Even if you were overwhelmed in the midst of the waters of a tsunami, you have me to grasp onto, and you have assurance of where you are going. Many are putting off their conversion until it is too late. Do not be caught unaware. Do not drag your feet in repenting for your sins. Do not suppose you have tomorrow to do it. Your life could end this very night, and if you've been delaying your complete conversion for a pet sin, your soul and destiny are in danger. My beloved ones, I wait for you day and night to share time with you, to awaken your hearts to my passionate love for you. Most of you avoid me because you don't understand how tenderly and completely and unconditionally I love you, or am in love with you. I have no illusions about your shortcomings, but nonetheless, you are so beautiful to me, a precious creation that has recognized her creator, is beyond value to me. So many have not recognized me that when finally one does, my heart bursts for joy to be in communion with such a one as this. If you really got that, you would not drag your feet coming into prayer. You would not be afraid to work on your faults, because I would say to you, come, let us reason together. These things are too much for you to handle on your own. Let me live through you and help you handle them. Let's do this together, holding hands and working our way through them. That's my heart. And yet you distance yourself from me because of the false guilt Satan continually accuses you with. All that matters to me is that we be reconciled, that you finally find your home in my heart, never to depart from there. In my heart you hear my voice, feel my emotions, rest in my arms, and be kept from the constant snapping jaws of wolves and jackals assigned to torment you with false guilt. This is where I want you to be, in my heart, free from disputing, contending, fearing, slinking away in false guilt, free from sin and continually being kept free from sin. This is your heritage. This is what I died on the cross to obtain for you. Do not waste any more time confessing and repenting of your sins. You do not know what tomorrow holds for you. But if you are in me, you know that my open arms and heart are always in your tomorrows. And you needn't fear the plague that destroys at noon, nor the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, for I will be your shield and your savior. And because you have loved me, I will protect you. That was the end of his message. And I would just like to add, my dear ones, that we're very close to a breakthrough with the government, the breakthrough we've all been waiting for. This administration, President Trump, and the ones that work with him, have been playing a world-class chess game with a bunch of Satan stooges. And we're almost there. Hang on, because the ride could get very bumpy. Make sure you know where you stand with the Lord and take time to comfort him for the innocent lives that have been plundered by flesh-eating politicians. I don't mean to be crude, but that's what it boils down to. And now their time has come to be exposed, and they are fighting in mass to stop it from happening. But God looks down from heaven and laughs them to scorn because they will be prosecuted and brought to justice. He has asked us to pray for them, so we do. And I wish the Trump administration had a group of ministers to do some intensive work with each one of those people before they were executed. Just one person, if they could get through to them, that they have sinned mortally, and get them to repent. I believe others would crack as well. And when they died, they'd have something to look forward to. And the Lord is quite serious about the state of our souls before Him. Don't waste time. If you have sin, renounce it. If you love your sin, know that when you are dragged to hell, you won't be able to practice it anymore. There will be nothing but pure torture. Not for a minute or a day or a year, but for eternity. And precious brides, please be faithful to pray for these poor souls that are going to be executed. They are completely deceived about what's waiting for them. Satan has lied to them just as he has taught them to lie to us. And they will be greeted by grotesque creatures that will tear them limb from limb, only to have their members grow right back again and be tormented. So please pray for them, that they make a good confession in the last moments of their life. And I want to thank all of you heart dwellers who have been supporting the channel. Thank you so very much. You've been keeping us afloat. And we're very close to getting the healing book done. And we have some resource now to have it printed. So thank you, dear heart dwellers, for continuing to support us faithfully. We appreciate it so very much. The Lord bless you all. You are greatly loved.